Hello, champion Sam Crowley. Welcome to the Everyday Saturday podcast. You know that jingle, right? You know that jingle. It's a throwback Thursday. It's the Everyday Saturday jingle. Fired up, focused, ready to crush it today. And boy, I got some, let's just get into it, man. I got a lot on my mind. Hopefully it's going to translate well on the show as well. Let's see how it goes. Your reviews and your feedback. Tell me what I need to know. Appreciate the tweets for suggestions for the show. I'm going to use them today and tomorrow. Great stuff coming in through the Twitter, at Sam Crowley, at Sam Crowley. Tweet me. Hit me up, man. Follow me on Periscope as well. I'm always scoping. That's a lie. I'm less than a minute into the show, and I'm already lying. I don't scope all the time. But when I do, it's always great content. Just did one a couple days ago. A lot of people on. A lot of great suggestions. Did some coaching on the spot. Good stuff. Hey, let me share this with you, because this is something that, I guess we'll get personal, okay? You want to get personal today? Let's do it, okay? Had a great review on iTunes come in just today. Michael actually lives right here in Loveland, where I live, the land of love, Ohio. Just stumbled upon your podcast looking for Zig Ziglar. Wow, talk about like-minded. Great stuff, Sam. It's refreshing to hear a man of God that knows business. I recently started working for Aflac and need a good daily dose of inspiration. I start first with the Word of God and prayer and will energize myself with some of your podcast. Keep it coming and let the people know to be enthusiastic. People may not know, but the word actually means God indwells or divine inspiration. If we have joy of the Lord, it will empower you to do more and be more. Blessings, Michael. Michael, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to get on iTunes and leave a 5-star rating. Now, everybody, go leave a 5-star rating, just like Michael did. Your life will be so much better. Let me just share this with you, okay? I don't lead hardly ever with the fact that of my faith. I just don't. Why? And look, this is just keeping it real, all right? This is why a lot of people listen to my show, and we have 1 million downloads in the past year, is because I just share what's on my mind, and I think it's on the minds of a lot of people. I have a lot of atheists, agnostic friends, of Hindu, Buddhists. It happens when you travel around the world. When you get out of the bubble of growing up in northwestern Pennsylvania, where everybody is Irish Catholic and we all go to church at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and you know, that's when you get outside of that bubble and you go experience life with people and different thoughts and things like that, you become exposed to different thoughts and people, and you don't judge. I used to judge all the time. I try not to now. And that's kind of where my point is, right? I'm trying to think of the right thing to say, is that I am a very flawed person. Very flawed person. Those of you that know me, though, you know I believe in the Christian faith. I believe Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and I'll be in heaven with my mom and with other family members, and I believe in that. I believe in the afterlife. I don't ever lead with that. This is not a Christian broadcast, because that's not the purpose. I'm not here to bring people to Christ. I'm not here to preach my religion, but if you know me, then you know, obviously, that I'm a Christian. I struggle with that responsibility because I am so flawed. And I'm just telling you the way it is, guys. Just because, and I'm trying to give you some really good perspective of what happens when you have some success in life and people then, you know, give you a lot of credit, which is great, and it feels good, and your ego gets really big, and you think, geez, I guess I really am good at what I do. Be careful, man. Just be careful, because as old Shakespearean quote, uneasy lies the head that wears the crown, okay? And with the responsibility of having some success online, and you've got this Facebook following, and you've got this Twitter following, and you've got people that are saying you're great, and the podcast is great, you know, I don't give advice to people outside of what I know, which is basically, you know, the Everyday is Saturday message. I don't give marital advice. I don't give religious advice. I don't believe in cliques. I don't believe that, you know, you're going to hell if you don't believe in God. I don't believe there's a God out there that would be so unforgiving that if somebody didn't know the word, that they're going to end up in final damnation. And look, this show may be pretty heavy for some. Others may be like, what? Where's Crowley going with this? What happened to the fun guy? Well, I'm still fun. Come on, man. But that's the beauty of this show, is that I've got such a great relationship and you allow me a lot of latitude. I got a great relationship with you and the listeners of the show. I want to let you know, man, what goes on when I get a review that somebody says it's great to have somebody who is a man of God. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But I don't think I'm any better than somebody who isn't. I guess that's my point. I don't think I'm any better than a ditch-digging agnostic. You know, what I am here to do, though, is to give the ditch-digging agnostic inspiration and give them a four-letter word that begins with the letter H. And that is hope. You know, hope for a better tomorrow. Hope that there's so many people hurting in the world. Yesterday in the United States, August 26, 2015, we literally had an execution play out on social media. A young 24-year-old reporter in Virginia was on a live video feed with her cameraman, and both were gunned down in cold blood. I mean, it was... I saw the video on Twitter because when you log into Twitter, everything just autoplays. And, I mean, whether you want it to or not, that video starts playing. And there was a Vine out there of the shooting. And I saw it. I wish I could unsee it. And some of you may be saying, hey, dude, you don't have to. Or, you know, why don't you grow up a little bit and do that? I'm just always looking at the devil's advocate perspective of people. Hey, you can't see that. I can't. I guess maybe because I have four girls, maybe because I actually have a heart, you know. Some people can look at that stuff and not feel anything. I saw that video, and I wish I could get it out of my mind, and I just can't get it out of my mind. And it's almost as if we're just immune to that stuff, you know. So when I see things like that, my heart breaks for the father, for the boyfriend, the cameraman, for his fiance, and for his family, and just everybody associated with these people. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with the world right now that we don't have enough crap going on that we need to now elevate murders to being now videotaped so we all can see them in real life? I mean, real time happening before our eyes. It's the craziest damn thing you ever heard. So when I look at my responsibility here on social media, I play like, guys, there's like you and about four other people know of me, okay? I'm not that big of a deal. I speak on some big stages. I have a really good following on iTunes, Twitter, and YouTube, and things like that. But, boy, let me tell you, I mean, outside of us, there ain't a lot of people heard of Sam Crowley. And my responsibility in that small nook and cranny of the internet is to try to live the best life I can. That's it. Nothing more. Is to try to be, and this is what I would want for you to try to do as well, try to be better than the person that you were yesterday. When you laid your head down on the pillow last night, you were like me. You had stress in your life. You had things that didn't get accomplished that you wanted to get accomplished. You have worries that are going to be looking at you today. And I use these words, stress, fear, and worry, because, again, we're talking real life. If you want me to blow smoke up your skirt and just tell you that everything's going to be awesome and you're going to have a lot of money and a life of abundance, then you got to plug into a different podcast, because that's not how I built my business. I didn't build my brand being naive, okay? I didn't build my brand waking up in a world of Pollyanna where everything was great, and it was tough, man. It was hell. It was holy hell going through a bankruptcy in 2005. It was embarrassing. It was humiliating. It was frustrating. It was fearful. I laid awake at night. I lost 20 pounds. It was stress. It was everything, all that combined, but you know what else it was? Fast forward 7 years later when that finally came off my credit report in 2012 and I didn't have that anymore. I mean, hell, even fast forward 3 years after the bankruptcy, my credit score magically was up to 680, you know, from way down in the low 500s, and I was able to get a car loan again. I mean, those were small accomplishments, and what it allowed me to do, it allowed me to be thankful for the stuff that I took for granted for so long, you know? And then, of course, here comes the accolades. You're speaking on stages now, and people are like, oh, that's so great. You're awesome. Careful, man. Careful, all right? I promise you I am more flawed than you are. Okay, I promise you that much. I promise you have way better traits than I have. Okay, just because I'm able to speak into a microphone, inspire and motivate some people doesn't mean I'm any better than you. And it really bothers me when people out there use their fame, their fortune, or even their whatever slight influence they have to manipulate other people. You know what I mean? To use that to earn income in a way that shouldn't be that way, but that's what we've built. We've built this now, this online interweb of individuals where if you got a smartphone, you can turn it around, shoot a video, have a sales page up, and for most people, they do it ethically. But I'm just saying, be very careful. You know, with responsibility or with success comes responsibility, and uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. When you become successful, it's not a matter of if, okay? When you become successful, whether you're in a job, you're a branch manager, you're a sales rep, you're a senior VP, you're the CEO, or you're an entrepreneur in a brick and mortar store, and you turn that shingle around saying, hey, we're open for business today, with that comes a responsibility to not be perfect. Okay, there's no way you're going to live up to that. And if you do, you're going to live a life of complete regret and torture, because nobody is perfect. There's no way you can hit on all cylinders in life and be perfect. However, you must strive to be better than the person you were yesterday. And if you can just do that, That's the fulfillment that we look for and we strive for every day, because success without fulfillment is failure. Success without fulfillment is failure. I know so many people that earn so much money and they're miserable. They drive a nice car. They drive a $100,000 car. They live in a $1 million home. They're miserable. Why? Because they found out what all of us found out eventually, is that the money, it does not. And I'm telling you, man, the only people that are telling you and selling you this lie that money will buy your happiness are the ones that are trying to get you to join their deal. That's it. Buy my product. Join my team. Money, 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 money. You know what? I want to buy the person. I want to invest in the person. I do a speaker training every Wednesday night, and I just did one last night. It's an hour long. It's how to earn six figures from the platform. And, hey, wait a minute, you're talking about money. Yeah, I am. I am, because it's awesome. What I train is that you can earn celebrity type of speaking fees selling your own product from the platform. I mean, I know you're not George Clooney or Lady Gaga or Tiger Woods or an astronaut, okay? But you can earn that type of speaking fee selling your own product from the platform. So every Wednesday night, I do a training at 8 o'clock, and I explained to people last night, look, guys, this is a really simple process. People are not buying your product. They're buying that individual that they see on stage. And the more authentic you can be, the more real you can be, and 90% of your presentation is content, you are going to crush it from the platform. Like I said, people, they're not... the product is you. The product is your personality. The product is your commitment. The product is your unwavering belief in what it is that you can do for that individual sitting in the audience. It's a really great, first of all, it's a really great training, and it's free every night, every Wednesday night at 8. Just go to speakerwebinar.com, and you can download my free ebook, How to Sell from Stage Without Toasting Rubber Chickens. It's free for you. It's about a 60-page ebook, chock full of great content, how to build your speaking career. Go to speakerwebinar.com. And register for the Wednesday webinar coming up, whatever day this is, it doesn't matter, the following Wednesday at 8 o'clock. I'll be on the webinar live training you, all right? Speakerwebinar.com. And my point in the training last night was, look, be you, sell you, invest in you. Don't try to be perfect, because nobody resonates with perfect. Some of the worst speakers I've ever seen are the ones that get up there. What do they do? You've seen them. So have I. What do they talk about? The most important person in the room. They talk about themselves. Which is crazy. Nobody can resonate with that. If they don't see themselves having the success that you're having, they'll never be able to relate to it. So understand, okay, understand this much, that with your success comes the responsibility to try to be the best person you can be. Are you going to fail? Welcome to the club, man. I got both hands in the air. Sometimes I hate the thoughts that are in my head. Sometimes I hate some of the things I say. Sometimes I hate the things I do. But then I lay down at the end of the day, and I do say this, though. I say, God, try to make me a better person tomorrow. That's what I say. You know, that's my prayer. I just try to be a better father. I got four girls, man. They look up to me right now. They put me at the right hand of God. You know, daddy can do everything. It's a lot of responsibility. I don't want to let them down. So when you build your business, understand, always keep one eye on the prize and keep one eye on the people that are watching you, and make sure that you do your very best to be that person that these individuals, because let me tell you, that they're looking up to, because let me tell you, there's going to be tough days. That's just the way it's going to be, man. I didn't make the rules. I just report them, okay? On the way up, be nice to the people, because on the way back down, you're going to see these people again, and I see it so much specifically in the network marketing industry. I got pinged up last week by people who are now all of a sudden, hey, how's it going? Haven't talked to you in a while. So I just did a quick search online, Facebook, and sure enough, there's a product launching, and now everybody's coming out of the woodwork to ask me how I'm doing. 364 days out of the year, people wouldn't care if I was dead or alive, you know? And so I make a mental note of that. I don't hate on them. I don't post about it. I'm talking about it right now. I'm not using any names. I'm not here to embarrass anybody. But I make a mental note of it because I'm not an idiot. I know when people are trying to manipulate me, and you need to understand when you're doing that to somebody as well. If you're not reaching out to people, saying hi, sending a quick email, picking up the phone, and talking to them on a regular basis, don't do it when you got a product coming out. It's one of the most shallow things. It's the most shallow things you can do. People that have at least one brain cell can figure out what it is you're trying to do. All right. So what am I trying to say? Do the best you can. Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. If you're a man of God or a woman of God, congratulations. But understand, with that, doesn't make you any better than anybody else. It just means that that's what your faith says you are. All right? That's who you stand with every single day. That's great. Okay? That's awesome. But also make sure that you don't push that on people who don't want to hear that message. They'll figure it out, like Michael did on the review he left on iTunes. He figured out real quick what my faith was. I don't hide it, but I don't, you know, go out there and flaunt it, because I want to be the bridge for everybody. Like I said, whether you're Jew, Hindu, Muslim, whatever, agnostic, it doesn't matter to me. You know what matters to me is that you feel right now that you have hope that there's a better tomorrow waiting for you. And let me tell you, from a guy that's been bankrupt, for a guy that's been down and almost out, for a guy that had no brand at all, for a guy that takes a lot of arrows, yes, believe it or not, take a lot of arrows thrown at me, and I'm not playing the victim role at all. I'm just here to tell you, whenever I felt down, whenever I felt like I didn't even know where the hell I was going to get money to pay the mortgage, I honestly did not know in 2005 before, because my mortgage was not put into my bankruptcy. It was separate. When you file Chapter 13, you pay a percentage of your debt back. You do not get to flush it all away, all right? And so I had to come up with, I don't know what it was. My agreement was maybe $800 a month, $1,000 bucks a month for 36 months. I wanted the fastest, most accelerated payment plan that I could possibly get on and get that thing discharged. And I was laying awake at night saying, okay, that's the good news is I got a plan that I can pay the creditors back a percentage. The bad news is, where the hell is this money going to come from? And that's where my faith in God came in. And that's where my fulfillment came in. I said, look, success without fulfillment is failure. So I want the success. I also want to be fulfilled. I'm sorry I can't pay it all back, but I'm doing my best to pay whatever I can, and I'm just trying to be a better guy than I was the day before, man. And I know my creditors hated me. I could see that some of them showed up for the hearings and, you know, talked bad about me, and the lawyer came at me, and everybody came at me, but when it was the smoke cleared, I had my faith in God, I had my faith in myself, my kids were still healthy, I still had an opportunity to earn an income, and that's kind of the way it's supposed to be when you reorganize your life. And it ain't going to be the last time you and I are going to have to reorganize our lives. Some of you got to do it every day, whether it's your personal life, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your business, whatever that is. Just understand this much. You're a better person today than you were yesterday. And understand that when you get a little bit of that success, just a little bit of that success, there's a responsibility that comes with that success to be authentic, to be real, and don't try to blow smoke at anybody. Are you with me? Are you with me, with me, with me? Yeah. I haven't forgot about your tweets. I see your suggestions on what you want to talk about. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm going to bring more podcasts today and tomorrow, following up on the recommendations I'm getting online. Thank you. Keep them coming. At Sam Crowley. And if you want to participate in the free speaker training, earning six figures from the platform, just go to speakerwebinar.com. Enter your name and email, get my free ebook, and we'll rock out the webinar Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. All right, you guys are awesome. I love you. Have the best day ever.